Well, good morning, congregation.
Good morning.
And good morning, children.
Good morning.
What a day it is to be celebrating the children in our midst on this day of Children's Celebration Sunday, to celebrate these young people, to celebrate our church school, and to celebrate all that this church has done and learned to be more kind, more loving, more just, and humble this year. Now, children and adults, I'm going to tell you a little story. Are you listening? Ready for a little story? So, way back when, like 2,000 years ago, Jesus was having a conversation with his friends and his followers about what he liked to call the kingdom of God. Now, meaning the kingdom of God, meaning the kind of world that God wants for us. And the story went a little bit like this. Jesus asked his disciples, how can we picture this kingdom of God and what can we compare it to? Jesus compares this world that he wants, this world of joy and hope and love, to this little tiny seed, the mustard seed. Have you ever seen a mustard seed?
No.
No, we don't really plant mustard. You might have seen it in like your kitchen cabinet maybe, but way back when, the mustard seed, when Jesus was talking, is a tiny little seed. Just believe me, it's really tiny. So Jesus says, this kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. When it's planted, a little tiny seed, it grows up into this huge bush, larger than, you know, the biggest thing you can think of, this huge bush that gave shelter to animals and humans as shade, and had little birds sit and make its nests in it. So I don't know why Jesus decided to tell this story this way, but I have a few guesses. Jesus wants us to know that God is found in the most unlikeliest of places. Jesus named a thing, this tiny seed that would surprise all of those who were listening. And he would sort of want to get their attention. That when this little thing was planted, it would turn into something strong, amazing, and useful. It's no wonder that we're talking about this scripture story today, and not just because I love to garden, but because seeds are relevant to us now because of our amazing church school mission project, Little City Sprouts, that we've been spending a whole year learning about and working towards raising money for. But also because I think this story tells us something about those in our midst, our children this morning. Children, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you as these little tiny mustard seeds that grow into something huge and that embody God's love for the world. You, though small, make a huge difference in this world, and you grow into something amazing. And it's not much of a stretch because, after all, Jesus in the gospel talked all the time about children and about how children are the way to creating this new world, and that you, big people, need to be more like these little people and to really truly understand what God is doing in our midst. Kids, you mustard seeds, you hear that? We need you. You are the church we need. In church, if we're doing our job right, we are to nurture these young seeds, look to them to show us the way, and to join in God's commitment to forge a world that is more just, more kind, and more hopeful. We, as the family of faith, try to do our best to be this force of love in the world and here at church. After all, we live in a hurting world. As we sit here this morning on Children's Celebration Sunday, we know that there are children and families being torn apart just on our southern border in the name of law and justice. Children, adults, teens, we know that the God we serve, the Jesus that tells us that love is the way, and the God who tells us to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God, needs us to do the good work of following the gospel, which means standing up for what's right, speaking out against injustice, siding with the poor and the vulnerable, and doing everything we can to be seeds of joy, peace, hope, and love. And boy, have these seeds been growing this year. Growing because of the rich soil that moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles have cultivated, but also because of the rich soil of this place. We honor and thank all of the church school volunteers and teachers that have helped these young ones to grow in a place that reflects God's love. And children, you've done a really good job this year of spreading love in our church and around the world. From being kind to one another in your classrooms, to packing backpacks in Bloomfield, to marching in rallies with your families at the Capitol, to raising money for preschoolers in Hartford, to learn how to garden vegetables and to learn how to eat healthy. And we are especially grateful to you children for your work towards this project. And like the mustard seed, we've seen your $1 bills that you bring in every week grow into an amount that will do amazing things for little ones just like you in Hartford. Now, children, will you help me welcome Carly and Courtney forward from Little City Sprouts in Hartford so that we can show them our gratitude and also give them the amount of money that we raised this year for our Little City Sprouts.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who donated. This project wouldn't be anything without this, and I will speak for the children that I go in and teach every week that they are going to be eternally grateful for this because their program will be able to be continued. You are providing them with privileges that they might not always have. You are providing them with programs that they don't always have. You're providing them with much more than you could even imagine. So from me, Hartford Food Systems, and the children that I teach, I want to say thank you so much.